You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, today I was going to give my opinion on the whole husband material at Home Depot TikTok that's going around. However, our good friend Jay White gave me a more thirst-quenching article. Now, let me go ahead and lay the groundwork for the article that I'm going to share by going back in time to last year, and I'm going to give you guys a name and lay that scenario out. Quashante Short. And if you don't know who she is, she's the woman who actually sued the man for $10,000 for what? Standing her up on a date, which she says caused her emotional distress. The fact that that case was actually heard by a judge, which she then proceeded to argue with, a lot of content creators said that that was going to set a precedent for women to start trying to sue men for bad dates. Gentlemen, let me present to you this article that was published on the 31st of January. Man in Singapore sues woman who rejected him for $3 million and claims she caused, quote unquote, trauma in his life. Oh, this is hilarious. Now, obviously, by the thumbnail, the first thing I thought of when I was reading this article was the Joker in The Dark Knight and the money burning scene. Now, let's just go ahead and get this out the way right now. This guy obviously is not going to win this lawsuit. However, it is about sending a message. And what is said message? That's right, ladies. Men are ready to clap back. For far too long, you've enjoyed being able to, you know, string men along, commit all sorts of emotional trauma on men, knowing that if a man was interested in you, you strung him along to get all of his non-sexual meat. And we all know what MEAT stands for: money, energy, attention, and time. You had no problems taking all of that, but giving nothing in return, and then using plausible deniability as your way out. However, obviously, I'm gonna have to have some smoke for the guy, and I'll get into that later. A man in Singapore has sued a woman who rejected him for $3 million, claiming she caused emotional trauma to his life. The man, Mr. K. Kaushingan, filed his lawsuit against Miss Nora Tan after she told him she wasn't interested in a romantic relationship with him, according to Singapore-based newspaper, The Straits Time. The publication reported that Kaushingan filed two lawsuits against her, including a $3 million high court claim that alleged the woman caused, quote unquote, damage to his stellar reputation and, quote unquote, trauma, depression, and impacts to his life. Oh, this is hilarious. It truly is. Why? Because this guy is using the same arguments that women are allowed to use against men. Yet the court of public opinion always sides with women. And sometimes the legal court sides with women too. Well, not sometimes, the vast majority of the time. He claimed that due to remarks she made, he lost earnings in his business partnerships and had to pay high costs for therapy in order to overcome his trauma. This dude is definitely going for the gusto. The second lawsuit was a $22,000 magistrate court claim in which Kaushigan alleged that Tan had breached their agreement about working on their relationship. Once again, I gotta give this guy some smoke. He claimed that the breach had negatively impacted the earnings he'd receive as a quote-unquote active high capital trader by night, and a busy CEO by day. He also alleged that the breach required him to look for quote-unquote deeper psychological assistance. Oh my gosh. This has got to be a troll, but obviously it's not. The $22,000 claim was struck down earlier this month by state's court's deputy, Louis Tan, who expressed that Kaushigan's claim was manifestly groundless and without foundation per Straits Time. Of course, you have the white knight judge, the white knight lawyer, who's going to put on his cape like most lawyers do when it comes to any sort of case involving women. Now I'm going to skip down to what I'm going to give the guy some smoke for. The magazine noted that Kaushigan and Tan first met in 2016 and then became friends. That, sir, is where you start to get the smoke. Because if you were interested back then, you should have made your desires crystal clear from the jump. See, this world has programmed us men to think we need to be friends with a woman and then try to turn that into a relationship. No. You know, to hell with all this choosing signal crap. You know, if you're interested, say you're interested. And if she's not reciprocating, you know what? Walk away. Move on. There are more women on this planet than there are men. This one-itis crap that has been programmed into us men, we have to get rid of that program. Too many men waste too much time trying to friend zone their way into a woman's heart. No. I made a video called It's Better to Be Clearly Rejected Than Friend Zoned. You got far too many men who are still staying in the friend zone, hoping that they can finally find that chink in the woman's armor and try to slide in through that. No. Women have made it so goddamn hard, and now they're still bitching about it. Oh, we're all a good men. Oh, we can't find men. Blah, 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 blah. And men have said, hey, your friend zone, the guy that you've known for a long time, the guy that you've talked to for a long time, obviously that would be a good fit for you. But oh no, I don't see him like that. He's a friend. He's nice. Gentlemen, that is one of the worst things that a woman can call you. You're nice. Now, there's a difference between being a nice guy and being socially cordial. Now, people have talked about how nice guys are really assholes. And, you know, I gotta agree. I gotta agree. Why? Because the nice guy, like I said, he's looking for that chink in her armor. Fellas, say what you mean what you say. If you're interested, okay, fine. Take the hit, keep on moving. And once she clearly rejects you or says, hey, you know what? We can never be anything more than friends. Take it on the chin, wish her a good life, walk away, cut her off completely. And if she tries to come back, you say, no. That door for you is closed. You had your chance. Guess what? I'm moving on to something better. I'm going to find a woman who's actually interested. There you go. Simple as that. Now, once again, in September 2020, so 4 years into this whole mockery of a quote-unquote friendship, in September of 2020, their friendship changed with Tan regarding her peer as a quote-unquote friend, while Kaushigan considered her his quote-unquote closest friend. Once again, that is where he thoroughly messed up. Tan then told him that she needed to distance herself from the friendship and encouraged him to be more, quote unquote, self-reliant. That following month, Kaushigan sent her a letter and threatened to file a lawsuit with a claim for, quote unquote, monetary damages arising from negligent infliction of emotional damage and possible defamation, as reported by Straits Time. Although Tan tried to have a conversation, Kaushigan told her that she either had to meet his demands or face quote-unquote irrevocable damage to her professional reputation. Kaushigan's counselor also reached out to Tan, and asked her to be part of his sessions, which she agreed to. However, a year and a half later, she stopped going to the sessions. She started her harassment proceedings against him in April of 2022. Now, that's where I'm going to go ahead and stop the article. But let me reiterate. He put himself into a friend zone situation, even though he knew in the back of his mind he actually wanted to be with her. So back in 2016, when they first met, he should have been crystal clear with what he wanted. She probably would have been more open when they first became friends. But like I said, too many guys are trying to slow pimp their way into a woman's heart. No. That is so much time that this man wasted on this one woman. He could have been fielding different offers. Do you think she wasn't fielding different offers? But once again, the curse of one-itis truly affects us men. And we got to get rid of that programming. But all in all, like I said, starting this off, men are starting to clap back in every way possible. Now, we know that this lawsuit's not going to go anywhere. We already know this. However, like I said, more and more men are going to start doing stuff like this because believe you me, there is so much emotional damage that is done to men. I'm surprised more men aren't filing lawsuits. Oh, I forgot. We live in a gynocentric world, and even when a man has 100% evidence, the courts still find a way to side with the woman and make it the man's fault. But slowly but surely, that's going to change one way or another. As our former president JFK said, When peaceful resolution becomes impossible, violent revolution becomes inevitable. It is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. I'm pretty sure you're going to get a good chuckle out of it, just like I did. And for you women around the world, understand this. The power will go out. Feminism will go out right along with it. And the days of, you know, you doing your part by stringing men along, knowing that men are interested, but you know what? I'm just going to take him and put him in the friend zone and continue to drain him away, his non-sexual meat. Those days are going to come to a close because, like I said, this guy, even though he might be trolling, he still sent a message. And that message is, yeah, men are going to strike back by whatever means they see fit. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.